Okay. POI we can have it. Maybe this some wild idea what could have some scene later in Pio's storyline when he's old, but when he is kind of reconnecting with his younger self after having gone through all kinds of wild and weird and interesting adventures in life. And it could be something either of two, either that he is at this point in the story, all of a sudden he's back to 1977 or something. And that old apartment with only cold water and the wooden stove and the toilet with no bath and so on. And the life in front of him and having just come to some insights in his life, what he wanted to do with his life, to go out in the world and, as he called it then, be a white wizard. Spread the goodness, something, you know, in whatever, however he expressed as it then, at age 22. And then he has his conversation with God, because that's the only he has just gone through a kind of tough phase in his life. He's out of his teens and what to do and who am I? And so all that he could do then, he was kind of desperate, getting depressed and bewildered, and so all he could do was to sit down one day and talk to God. Talk out loud, and he got an answer. So we're back there. But now the events go directly into where he is at this point in his older age. You know, it's as if God is telling him, you know, I'm gonna now set you up here. I promised I will take care of you and you don't have to worry. So this old apartment, you know, and this sunky, what do you call it, area of downtown Stockholm, it's a no-go. I mean, how about this apartment, you know, a nice one with a bathroom and and so on, in the finer parts of town. And in this way he gets all that which he has at age almost 70, right from where he is there at age 22. So kind of steps into that apartment with all that stuff there, including the super duper media production facility and everything, instead of just an old easel on the floor and would take it from there. That could be an interesting story.